This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin read by Sandeep Chakravarti. The headlines. Five candidates are in fray for upcoming by-election to Dampa Assembly constituency in Mizoram. Peace committee meeting held to address recent clashes at Lapangap in Meghalaya and Thapat in Assam's Karbi Anglong, with both parties committing to uphold peace and allow farmers to harvest their paddy. Naga People's Front approves merger of Nationalist Democratic Progressive Party during General Convention in Kohima and elects new team of office bearers for 2025-2030. Northeastern states observe Police Commemoration Day to honor supreme sacrifices of police personnel who laid down their lives in line of duty. And Iran defeat India 2-0 in opening match of Women's Tri-Nation International Friendly Football Tournament at Jawaharlal Nehru Stadium in Shillong. The news in details. In Mizoram, five candidates are in the fray for the upcoming by-election to Dampa Assembly constituency in northwestern Mamet district bordering Bangladesh as the filing of nominations ended yesterday at 3 p.m. People's Conference candidate K. Zaming Thanda filed his nomination yesterday to be the fifth nominee for the by-poll to be held on November 11th. Scrutiny of nominations will be conducted today and the last day for withdrawal of candidature is on Friday. The Zoram People's Movement candidate Vanna Sailova, candidate of the Bharatiya Janata Party, Lal Ming Thanda Sailo, Indian National Congress nominee John Rotluang Liana and Mizo National Front candidate Dr. R. Lal Thang Liana have filed their nominations last week. The by-elections is necessitated following the demise of sitting legislator Lal Rim Tulong Nar Sailo of the MNF on July 21st. A total of 20,790 voters, 10,605 male and 10,185 female will decide the fate of these five candidates. Mizoram Chief Electoral Officer Dr. Dal Rosama said preparations for the upcoming Dampa by-elections are being undertaken smoothly sans violation of election model, code of conduct or complaints of violation. Out of 41 polling stations in the Dampa Assembly constituency, three polling stations located near the international border are identified as critical polling stations. Three sections of the Central Armed Police Force will be deployed to ensure free and fair elections in the polling stations. A peace committee meeting was held yesterday to address the recent clashes at Lapangap in Meghalaya and Thapat in Assam's Karbi Anglong. The meeting concluded with the reaffirmation of both parties committing to uphold peace, ensure accountability and prevent any further conflicts along the border of both the states. It was also decided that farmers from Lapangap village will resume the harvest of paddy, which marked a significant return of normalcy in the area. The development came after the intervention of Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma and CEM of Karbi Anglong Autonomous Council and traditional leaders. West Jayantia Hills Superintendent of Police Jagpal Singh Bhanno announced that police presence will be maintained in the area to provide security and prevent any outsiders from disrupting the peace. The police administration also appreciated the patience and restraint shown by the residents of Lapangap and is working to ensure a safe and secure harvest. In Nagaland, the Naga People's Front has approved the merger of the Nationalist Democratic Progressive Party during the general convention held in Kohima yesterday. The convention also unanimously elected a new team of central office bearers, the Central Executive Council and office bearers of the frontals and cells for the 2025-2030 tenure. The new team is led by Nagaland Chief Minister Dr. Nephew Rio as president of the NPF. The convention resolved to continue strengthening the ruling People's Democratic Alliance in Nagaland and remain a contributing member of the National Democratic Alliance and the Northeast Democratic Alliance. The convention also reiterated the need for an early settlement of the Indo-Naga political issue and urged the government of India and Naga political groups to expedite the negotiation process and arrive at a solution that is honorable, acceptable and inclusive. Arunachal Pradesh Chief Minister Pema Khandu yesterday interacted with the Board of Director and Acting Secretary General of JP Mirai Kenichi Shishido at the headquarters of Sasakawa Peace Foundation in Japan. In a social media post, Khandu said it was insightful to learn how JP Mirai is playing a pivotal role in bridging the gaps in human resource coordination and promoting a responsible and inclusive ecosystem for migrant workers in Japan. The Chief Minister later visited Sofia University and had an interaction with the President of the University, Professor Miki Sugimura, and Chancellor Sally Augustine SJ, along with the delegation and representatives from the Indian Embassy. Additionally, he had a brief tour of the Mechanical Engineering Department laboratory at Sofia University and interacted with the students. Assam Chief Minister Dr. Himanta Biswa Sarma yesterday announced that justice for Zubeen Garg is a certainty. Taking part in a meeting in the premises of Kuveri Lakshmi Mandir in Baksa district, he presented 2 lakh rupees check to 2 persons who were injured in the recent untoward incident in front of Nikashi jail. He also ruled out all laxity in the probe into the incident. Joining the rest of the nation, Police Commemoration Day was observed at police headquarters of different states in the Northeast yesterday to honor the supreme sacrifices of police personnel who laid down their lives in the line of duty. Rich tributes were paid to all policemen across the country who made the ultimate sacrifice while safeguarding the integrity and security of the nation. At least 186 policemen across India have sacrificed their lives this year while on duty, and the day serves as a solemn reminder of their selfless dedication. Governors, police officers and other dignitaries expressed their appreciation for the tireless efforts of all personnel and urged them to renew their pledge to serve the people, secure the integrity of the nation and make the supreme sacrifice when called upon. Arunachal Pradesh Deputy Chief Minister Chawna Main yesterday interacted with the teacher trainees of the Thai Khamti Revised Script and Pali Literature Program at Golden Pagoda in Namsai District. In a social media post, he informed that after the trainees complete their 30-day workshop, they will be assigned to teach new Thai Khamti script at the pre-primary level at schools and Buddha Viharas across Namsai out of the final evaluations and certification. Main also extended his appreciation to the Thai Khamti Heritage and Literature Society and the Thai Khamti Literature Board for imparting the much-needed training to the trainees on Thai Khamti script. Nagaland University researchers have identified a naturally occurring plant compound called cinnapic acid as a powerful therapeutic agent capable of significantly accelerating wound healing in diabetic conditions. The discovery marks a major advancement that could result in safe, natural, and effective treatments for diabetic wound management. This is the first study globally to demonstrate that cinnapic acid, when administered orally, can accelerate diabetic wound healing in preclinical models. In Manipur, crowds thronged the informal market ahead of the Ningkol Chakoba festival after months of unrest. Locals expressed hope that normalcy is gradually returning to the state. Vendors said that sales have improved as people are out shopping for the festivities. Ningkol Chakoba, a major Manipuri festival, is marked by a grand feast that strengthens the family bonds, especially between married women known as Ningkol and their parental families. A district-level folk dance competition was organized at Kailasahar in Tripura by the School Education Department of Unakoti District yesterday. Under the National Population Education Project of the central government, the program was held in campus of Radhakishore Institution, Kailasahar, and was inaugurated by the chairperson of Kailasahar Municipal Council. The competition aimed to raise awareness about population issues and encourage students to become responsible citizens. Unakoti District Education Officer Prashanta Kilikdar and Headmaster of Radhakishore Institution Nitish Viswas also addressed the event. In Meghalaya, the Women's Tri-Nation International Friendly Football Tournament kicked off yesterday at the Jawaharlal Nehru Stadium in Shillong, with Iran defeating India 2-0 in the opening match. Iran's Sara Didar broke the deadlock in the 63rd minute as she scored with a stunner overhead acrobatic kick. 10 minutes later, Sara doubled the lead to seal victory for the visitors. Meanwhile, Iran will take on Nepal on Friday, while India will wrap up the FIFA window against Nepal on October 27th. The event marked another proud moment for Meghalaya, as Shillong has emerged as one of India's most preferred venue for hosting major football events. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.